Welcome to the Easy EdTech Podcast with your host, Dr. Monica Burns.
Hello there. My name is Monica Burns. I'm a former classroom teacher and now spend my time sharing tips, strategies, and activity ideas to make EdTech integration easier in your classroom. You may be familiar with my books like Tasks Before Apps or my blog, classtechtips.com. Whether we've met at a conference or a special event, you followed along with my EdTech tips for years, or simply joining in for the first time today, I'm so glad you're here. In this bite-sized podcast, you'll get some quick info and actionable tips to energize and elevate teaching and learning. This spring, recording this in spring 2020, I'm sharing more ideas and activities that are connected to distance learning and remote learning. With so many students learning from home and teachers teaching remotely as it relates to our current public health crisis. So I'm going to share some things this spring with you that fall more into that out of the classroom category than my typical in the classroom category, but lots of connections. You can head to my website, classtechtips.com/podcast, for all of the show notes. That's where you'll find the transcript for each episode, links to resources, and any of the free downloads I mention. This spring, you'll also hear me on the podcast with some special guests, so I'm excited to change up the format and bring you the most relevant and actionable information possible. Quick reminder, on March 25th, I opened up the doors to my Easy EdTech Club. Today, when this episode goes live, is March 31st. It's the last day to join the Easy EdTech Club. I've just opened it up for the first time in 2020, and this is the first enrollment period for the year. I'm not quite sure when I'm going to open it back up again, but if you want to get in, you want to grab a spot, and you're listening to this on the 31st, there's still time. Just head over to classtechtips.com/club or send me a message on Instagram, and I'll make sure to get you all the details. This week's podcast is titled How to Create Top 5 Lists of Resources to Share with Families. I created this episode after writing about this topic for District Administration's online magazine. I'll link to it in the show notes in case you'd like to read where this originally came from. Let's jump into the episode. With school closures across the country, educators are working hard to locate resources to share with families. In some settings, this includes sharing assignments with students directly through a content management system. And in other instances, educators are handpicking resources that connect to curriculum goals and sharing those resources they've picked out with families. Well, this podcast episode is going to take you through a strategy all about sharing resources with families, including finding and sharing resources that are relevant to the current needs of your students and families. We'll look at how you can choose 5 resources for families and create a website with information on each of these resources. The idea behind this strategy is that you can create collections of resources on one topic. This is so you can vet the resources, make sure they are high quality and relevant before creating a top 5 list to share with families. So instead of forwarding them a whole bunch of free resources every time it comes into your inbox or making a very long list of things for them to click on, you can curate and handpick the very best related to one particular topic. An important note, the strategy I'm sharing in this episode provides ideas to create a mobile-friendly website of resources that teachers can share with families. It's important to note, of course, that in addition to issues related to access to devices and connectivity, families are faced with a lot of challenges right now when it comes to housing, childcare, finances, and as a result, accessing resources for their children might not be at the very top of their list of priorities in the short term. So something important to take into consideration as we think about top 5 lists of resources to share with families. To get started with this strategy, first choose a topic. Your topic might be something very general, like podcasts for kids, or more specific, like virtual reality tours of Europe. Once you have your topic in mind, you can search online for resources. So if you know that you are looking for something related to a need that families have expressed or curriculum goals that you have on a list of things you're exploring with students, that can help you choose your topic. Once your topic is solidified, then you're going online to search for resources. This might include finding a blog post with ideas, or a Pinterest board with links to things, or a podcast episode about the topic, or even just doing a Google search to look for resources. For example, you might listen to a podcast episode. I know I have an episode of the Easy Ed Tech podcast with student-friendly podcast suggestions. And as you listen to a podcast episode, you might say, okay, here are a few I'm going to add to my top five list. And then you might move on to another resource and find a couple more that go along with your goals for that list of resources for families. Once you have your list of five links, you can list them all on a Google Doc and include a sentence or two about that resource. You might decide to share the link to the Google Doc in view-only mode with families. If you're new to Google Docs, I shared a lot of tips, including that idea of sharing a Google Doc in view-only mode in last week's episode of the Easy Ed Tech podcast. So you could always scroll back where you're listening to this if that idea of a Google Doc piques your interest. So you've got your five links, whatever the topic might be. You copy and paste them all into a Google Doc, and then maybe above or below each link, you put a sentence or two, just so a parent or family member has an idea of what that thing is before they even click on it. And then, of course, sharing that Google Doc with families in view-only mode means that they can click and read, but they won't be able to make any changes that might move things around or mess up the document before someone else gets a chance to look at it. Then, once you've got that list of your links with a sentence or two about each one, and you share it with families, they can read about each link and explore the resources. So in addition to explaining the resource in a sentence or two, you might also include an action item or a discussion prompt for families to use too. I'll link to some of my favorite discussion prompts specifically for virtual reality resources, since I mentioned that topic idea of making a top five list of virtual reality tours of Europe. But this might just be something that are conversation prompts, especially if you're sharing curriculum resources with families that they might then show a clip or a YouTube video or talk about a current events article that you link to on your top five list with families. Now, you might be all set, but if you want to take it a step further, you can create a website with pictures and a cleaner layout. So something that is presented a little bit easier for someone to interact with and has some visuals that go along with it. Now, I'm a big fan of the Spark tools, and Ben Forda from Adobe and I even wrote a book with Classroom Activities titled 40 Ways to Inject Creativity into Your Classroom with Adobe Spark. I've done some work with their team and love Spark, right? If you're a regular follower of the blog or listener of the podcast, you might already know that. But this strategy of making a top five list takes a little bit of a different approach. Instead of students being the creators with the Spark tools, which is what I typically talk about, here the teacher is the creator. So how does this work? Well, teachers can use Spark Page on the web. It's a website creation tool, or they can actually use, you could actually use the iOS app. There's an iPad and iPhone one. To be totally honest, I typically use Spark Page more on the Chrome web browser of my MacBook, but I love that I can open it up on the iOS app and it syncs up in case I need to make any last minute changes. So you can create a page, a Spark page, and fill it up with the same resources that you were maybe organizing at first on a Google Doc, and then share that page link with families and with students. And there's a strategy I shared in a blog post not too long ago about creating video playlists, where I actually give a picture, step-by-step guide of this strategy. So I'll link to that in the show notes, and that'll give you the steps to go through that you would need to take in order to pull that together. And so that's just a good way to know that that's there for you in case you want to check it out. Now, for a top five list, when you're using, say, that Spark page tool to create it, you can add the title and description along with a header image at the top of the page. There's a plus sign, and you would just add the content from your Google Doc with a simple copy and paste. You might also decide to add buttons for each link and place the paragraph with additional information or some instructions right below it. Now, there are other website creation tools you could try out too, including Google Sites, which is awesome. The idea here is that making a Google Doc is a nice quick way, right? You could print it out if you wanted to as well, but that Google Doc to Spark transition is pretty simple. A lot of copy and pasting and then just sharing it, getting a link to share with families. Google Sites, like I mentioned, is great too, but it's a little bit more complicated in terms of like a quick win. It's a great tool, but it's not going to have the same ease, if you will, for this quick activity. The idea here with the top five list, though, no matter which workflow you decide to choose, is that you're sharing one link with families so they can access the list of resources you've handpicked for them. If your students are working remotely for the remainder of the school year, this strategy can place just right resources in the hands of families. So let's make this EdTech easy. First, choose a topic for your top five list. Then, find five resources. Next, organize the links and add a description. Maybe this happens in Google Docs or Google Docs and Spark page. Finally, share the list with families. A quick reminder, if you're listening to this on March 31st, the day this podcast episode goes live, it is the last day if you want to grab a spot in the Easy EdTech Club. I've opened up the doors for the first time in 6 months, the first time in 2020. I'll open them again sometime in the future, TBD, to be determined. But if you want to grab a spot, head over to classtechtips.com/club today. Starting April 1st, it'll turn into a wait list page. So if you need that info, you can always send me a DM on Instagram at classtechtips if you want me to get it into your inbox.
Don't forget to subscribe to the Easy EdTech Podcast wherever you're listening.